This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, classes resume at Charles F. Broom Primary School. A teen fire cadet escapes vehicle blaze in Bagatelle. The insurance industry warns that the new levy on hired cars could drive up motor claims costs. Employers facing stiff penalties for denying paternity leave, and the Home Affairs Minister defends government's move to reduce the residency requirement for citizenship. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Classes resumed this morning at the Charles F. Broom Memorial Primary School following yesterday's closure to allow a meeting between teachers and the Ministry of Education. The meeting was called to address teachers' concerns, particularly traffic congestion in and around the school, which is reportedly linked to an incident involving a teacher and a parent last week. First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, detailed the challenges faced by staff.
One of the things that also came out was the worry because of two large schools, the Maria Holland Nursery School, over 100 students there. We know that Charles F. Broom is also a large school, number of vehicles in and out. There's a lot of traffic. There have been issues of the timing it takes to get in and out. It can be as short as 5 minutes, could be as long as 25 minutes. There was an instance where an ambulance was trying to get in just after 3 o'clock. It took the ambulance about 15 minutes or so. The issues of the traffic was the main concern. However, the ministry said that they will definitely investigate the matter.
Mr. Pierre is also appealing to parents to exercise greater caution and discretion when traversing the area around the school.
We are asking the public and parents and guardians of the two schools to exercise a bit of discretion, a bit of respect to fellow parents and also other drivers in that area, that there can be a smooth flow, especially in cases where they park and block the road because they want to pick up or drop off their children or wards. So in the meantime, until something is done, we're just asking for parents to exercise a bit of discretion with each other and other users of that stretch of road.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. A 15-year-old fire cadet and a female driver narrowly escaped serious injury last evening when their 2012 Toyota RAV4 burst into flames in Bagatelle, St. James. Sub-officer Edward Pilgrim told Starcom Network News that the young cadet had just left a parade shortly before the vehicle caught fire.
The driver was a one female, and her occupant was a 15-year-old student. Actually, he was a fire cadet. Now come from the chief fire officer's parade rehearsal from Archall Fire Station. At around 17:59, a minute to 6, we would have responded from the Archall Fire Station, myself and four fire officers. On arrival, we would have seen one vehicle fully engulfed in flames. The occupants, they would have escaped, so we would have used water and foam to extinguish that large blaze. Initially, it was challenging. It appears that maybe a gas line might have been ruptured.
Sub-officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Edward Pilgrim. The General Insurance Association of Barbados is warning that the new levy on hired cars, set to take effect today, could soon push up the cost of motor claims. President of the association, Andrea Walton, said the levy will significantly impact the cost of settling motor claims. More in this report from Chantal LaGaulle Gibson.
In a statement from GIAB, Ms. Walton explains the levy is expected to increase loss of use expenses by about 28%, adding to the financial pressure already faced by insurers and policyholders. She said that since learning of the levy, the association has made repeated attempts to engage the Ministry of Finance for dialogue and clarification, but has not yet received a response. Ms. Walton also highlighted the ongoing strain faced by insurers due to shortages and delays in car parts, which often lead to vehicles being written off or long repair times. She noted, in some cases, companies are forced to pay high freight costs to import parts quickly, a situation she described as increasingly untenable. Chantal LaGaulle Gibson, Starcom Network News.
Employers will face stiff penalties if they refuse to grant paternity leave to eligible fathers. Attorney at law with the Labor Department, Sally Ann King, reiterated that the qualification for paternity leave is the same as maternity leave under the Employment Rights Act. Speaking at the Barbados Employers Confederation Dialogue at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, she outlined the consequences employers could face for breaching the law.
The bill has defined family leave as leave granted under the bill to facilitate the birth and bonding with a child during the period immediately following the birth of the child. So this time, this leave is not vacation. Any employer who contravenes or fails to comply with any of the provisions of the bill would be guilty of an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $50,000 or 24 months in prison or both.
Attorney at law with the Labor Department, Sally Ann King. Ms. King also warned that fathers who provide false evidence of paternity to access the leave can also be penalized under the law. Democratic Labour Party candidate for Christchurch South, Corey Greenidge, is questioning government's decision to drastically reduce the residency requirement for citizenship in Barbados. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Mr. Greenidge expressed concern that the proposed changes in the citizenship bill, now before the Joint Select Committee of Parliament, would allow CARICOM nationals to qualify for citizenship after only 6 months of residence within a two-year period.
What I am afraid of is now when you drop the requirements for citizenship, we cannot anticipate what that will look like for years to come. It's very specific provisions in a bill that, yes, they're now asking for public consultation. But one of the things before I think the public can give their comments is that the government should come forward and say why they have done this. I have not heard any other government minister, including the Prime Minister herself, has not addressed any reasons why the requirement for citizenship should be reduced from 8 years down to an effective 6 months out of 2 years.
In response, Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams defended government's move to reduce the residency requirement for citizenship.
You have to pass through residence unless you are a descendant of a Barbadian or you're born in Barbados. So once you become a resident, if you live in Barbados 3 months in a year, especially if you have investment in Barbados, then we consider you've shown enough commitment. This is about us setting a path to stabilize our population and our development, right? And protecting the savings and pensions of citizens. We need more people in Barbados in a certain age bracket contributing, paying NAS, paying taxes, contributing to the economy in Barbados. But it's in order to protect our way of life. That's the stark reality. If we make it too difficult, if we pitch it too high, we're not going to get what we need.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. The Rotary Club of Barbados West is using its annual symposium to address mental health as challenges in this area continue to affect both children and adults across communities. Speaking last night at the Rotary Club Mental Health Symposium at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus, President Andre Wharton said the session was aimed to educate the public and encourage open discussions on mental health and its impact.
Over the years, we would have seen through our communities how mental health has impacted on all of our kids and some adults too as well. And over the years through Rotary, we always try to ensure that we deal with the mental health of our Rotarians too as well. Advocating as well, because we do disease prevention and treatment. While it is not a disease, it can become part of some diseases like schizophrenia, stuff like that. But we wanted to ensure that we put our own stamp on it. So every year we try to produce a symposium that we can get into the communities and actually act to educate and try to bring more awareness to mental health.
President of the Rotary Club of Barbados West, Andre Wharton. Recapping the headlines. Classes resume at the Charles F. Broom Memorial Primary School. A teen fire cadet escapes vehicle blaze in Bagatelle. The insurance industry warns that the new levy on hired cars could drive up motor claims costs. Employers facing stiff penalties for denying paternity leave. And the Home Affairs Minister defends government's move to reduce the residency requirement for citizenship. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.